this series, we're exploring chronic wasting disease. In the last story, we heard this vicious disease can sit around in an elk or deer for years before the animal gets sick. But when an animal does get sick, it deteriorates and dies rapidly. Until recently, everyone thought the disease originated in the Mountain West back in the 60s. But as Ray Ellen Bichelle reports, in the last few years, things have taken a mysterious turn.
Everything changed in the spring of 2016.
Hello.
Roy Anderson is a research technician with the Norwegian Institute for Nature Research. He and his colleagues monitor wild reindeer. The animals are big and fast and skittish, so the researchers don't mess around. They dart them with tranquilizers. From the air.
Yeah, we're shooting a dart gun from the helicopter, probably around 5 or 10 meters away from the animals.
On one spring day, Anderson and his colleagues were doing what they often do, blasting across a snowy plateau, chasing a herd of about 500 wild reindeer.
Everything is going really fast, of course. They're running quite fast.
The group's veterinarian was hanging out the side of the helicopter with a dart gun.
The vet, he shot first one dart. He missed on that one and then grabbed the second gun and shot another dart from that one. And he also missed on that dart, too. So that's when we have to stop.
They landed, and Anderson and the others got out to find the darts. The co-pilots were waiting by the helicopter when one of them spotted something.
He saw something down the hill about 200 meters away.
So Anderson went to take a look. It was a reindeer.
It was lying on his side, flat out. It's not very common for the reindeer. And it was like, had all these bubbles and stuff coming out of his mouth.
3 or 4 minutes later, the animal was dead. Anderson and his colleagues thought they'd killed it, that a dart had hit it in a weird way, or that it was just stressed out from the helicopter chase. They zipped it up in a giant duffel bag.
And we brought the animal with us down to the mountains to find out what had happened to it.
Samples from the sick reindeer eventually made their way over to the laboratory of Sylvie Benestad with the Norwegian Veterinary Institute.
And it was really strongly positive.
Positive for chronic wasting disease.
That started the problem.
She says Norway has some of the only wild reindeer in Europe. And if the disease spread to other reindeer, it could put an end to the tradition of reindeer herding there. Based on how quickly and viciously it spread in the U.S., the Norwegians knew they had to do something.
If we didn't do anything, it would be enormous consequences. So we felt that we had to react immediately.
They sent sharpshooters out in helicopters and snowmobiles to kill all the reindeer where the infection had been found. 2,400 of them.
Yes, it's a lot, yes.
And of those euthanized animals, 19 tested positive for the disease.
We still don't know how it came to Norway.
Norway has strict rules about importing live animals, so Benestad says the disease couldn't have arrived that way. One hypothesis was that it came from the U.S. way back in the 1930s when neighboring Finland imported a bunch of white-tailed deer to populate its forests. But that was so long ago, and there didn't seem to be any problem with Finnish deer. Maybe, Benestad says, it came from attractants made of deer pee, which hunters can find online. But then something else happened.
About 2 months after the first case in reindeer, we discovered 2 moose.
Again, Benestad analyzed the samples.
And I noticed immediately that it was something different.
This version of the disease was different from the ones circulating in North America. In fact, upon closer inspection, the earlier samples from the 19 diseased reindeer were different too. And it didn't end there. Last year, a moose in Finland tested positive, way over by the Russian border, about 800 miles away. And this spring, the illness showed up in Sweden. A hunter came across a moose that was in bad shape, thin, confused, walking in circles.
The hunter thought that perhaps it was blind.
That's Maria Normark. She's an epidemiologist with the National Veterinary Institute in Sweden.
And that was the first case we have detected in Sweden.
It's worth mentioning something important, though.
Oh, well, one was 16. Years old, so she was old.
Other cases in moose have also happened in older animals, and the infection shows up in fewer places in the body than the disease does in deer and reindeer. It also seems to be a lot less contagious. Scientists are trying to figure out what all this means. Could there be 3 different kinds of chronic wasting disease? And where are they all coming from, anyway? For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Ray Ellen Bichelle.